Afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I usually don't start with chasing a tune, that is, having more than one person or group do the composition, but I thought I would today. The Peacocks by pianist Jimmy Rolfe, first by Bill Evans Trio in Nice, France, in 1978, when Mark Johnson was on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And their version of the Peacocks, and then a jump to Paris 1989, as long as we're in France, for the Triple L 47 label. And Elaine D is going to sing what she liked about what Bill Evans played in his right hand, and she improvises on that with some help by Henri Florens on piano and Eddie Gomez on the bass. Two versions of Jimmy Rolfe's The Peacocks.
Thank you. 地里，那不地上满的森林，给我唱 Every bones Bones could exist to see What a lonely party To take a super pretty Message could you come and take In the party Écoute moi, pas tout le monde. Pousse-toi, rien peut encore terminer. Rappelle-toi, mes amis, où tu as été déporté. Tu as bien souffert d'avoir eu. Et pourtant tu es encore là-tu Tu as su naviguer dans ce camp de la gloire Pourquoi pas ça Pourquoi pas On est tous avec toi Mais on sait pas Quand de l'amour place à jamais ta jolie dame
Thank you.
όταν άλλε πάθει. Είσαι κάνα σούφα πρέμι. Μισάς και τα κόμμα δεκή. Είναι αφαμή. Devana.
Two performances of The Peacocks by Jimmy Rolls. Excuse me. First up, Bill Evans Trio in Nice, France in the summer of 1978. Mark Johnson, bass, and Philly Joe Jones assisting Evans. And then Paris, 1989, Elaine D. taking what she heard Evans do in his right hand in his performance at the piano and putting words to it in French, of course, and her impressions of the music, assisted by Henri Florin on piano and Eddie Gomez, longtime Bill Evans bassist there on bass. In Paris, 1989, two of the Peacocks right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Well, let's see. This is, I have a special announcement, of course, and I make them when El Malecon is ready to go with their variety show. That means Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble tonight, 6 to 8:30, if you're in the greater Seattle area. It's at where Seneca and Post meet downtown in Seattle. And more specifically, 1122 Post Avenue. No cover, families welcome, great food, and artists creating on the spot. I had several calls after various times when this show is put on for you people. And people called me, and they said, oh, what a great time we have. He took the family, and da-da-da-da-da. And you were right. I went up, and I actually talked to this guy. You know, poked him a few times with my index finger. El Malecon, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And if you want to call me here at the magical 1-800 number, well, I'll give you their phone number if you have more specific information that you need. But it's Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, variety show, artists creating on the spot for you. Now, you know, it's like going back to 1932. You could walk around New York and find a lot of places like, not anymore. This is one-of-a-kind situation, and it's like stepping back 80 years, see where your grandparents were. El Malecon, 6 to 8:30, where Seneca and Post meet downtown Seattle. Let's see. Herb Hall now, his clarinet. Claude Hopkins, his piano, the great band leader. Arvo Shaw, who spent a lot of time in Louis Armstrong's bands playing bass, and Buzzy Druten, superb drummer. And they're going to do Old Fashioned Love by James B. Johnson. And then Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, which comes out of the soundtrack of the New Orleans film, which was in 1946. Then I'm going to jump into Billie Holiday and Charlie Beal, who were in that movie. So we might be able to hear Eddie DeLange and his lyric for Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans. First up, Herb Hall's clarinet. Thank you.
miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a hurrying to spring. The Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oleander in June, and soon I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. From New Orleans, who live in Storyville, you sang the blues, tried to amuse. Here's how they pay the bill. The law stepped in and called it sin to have a little fun. The police car has made a stop, and Storyville is done. Pick out your steamboat, pick yourself a train, a slow old train. Pick out your steamboat, pick yourself a train, a slow old train. They made you close up, they'll never let you back. Won't let you back. Go buy your ticket, or else you'll walk the track. No use complaining, blue sky fall rain, the cold old rain. No use complaining, blue skies fall rain, the cold old rain. Just say farewell now and get your one last thrill, your one last thrill. Just say farewell now, farewell to Storyville.
No use complaining, blue skies follow rain, the cold, cold rain. Just say farewell now, farewell to Storyville.
That set started with Herb Hall, his clarinet, and his band, 1969 for Sackville, Records, our friends north of the border, I think if I remember correctly, in Toronto. Wonderful label. Old Fashioned Love by James P. Johnson, and Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, written by Louis Alter, and used in the film New Orleans, 1946, lyric by Eddie DeLange. Claude Hopkins, Arvel Shaw, Buzzy Druten, piano, bass, and drums behind Hall. Then tape I have the soundtrack of that movie, Billie Holiday and Charlie Beale on piano, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And a Spencer Williams composition based on the idea of the closing by the U.S. Navy of the Storyville section of New Orleans, which some say was the womb of jazz, maybe. And, of course, it caused the musicians to move and get other places, like up in Chicago, and the idea of improvisation, which had always been there, I mean, ancient, but nobody really called it that. I mean, you're singing in your car going to work, that's improvised. And so Spencer Williams wrote Farewell to Storyville, which was part of the movie. Movie's kind of fun. I mean, it's not very complicated. It's about the closing of Storyville, and the musicians tried to do something to prevent that, and of course didn't. Billie Holiday singing there, too, with Louis Armstrong cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, Charlie Beale piano, Bud Scott banjo and guitar, Red Callender bass, and Zooty Singleton playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Dine Around Seattle, now in its 11th year of offering seasonal three-course dinners and lunches at Seattle-area restaurants, now through March 31st, Sundays through Thursdays. Restaurants and menus at dinearoundseattle.org.
Frank Rossellino now is going to play his trombone from 1954 Capitol Records. Sam Noto plays the trumpet. Charlie Mariano the alto. Pete Jolly is on the piano. Max Bennett plays the bass, and Mel Lewis plays the drums. And by and large, everybody except Jolly has come out of the Stan Kenton Orchestra at that time, and Jolly wasn't in it because, well, Stan Kenton played the piano and he directed the band. Get out of here. Get out of here, Mr. Jolly. So what I'm going to do is to have Frank Rossellino's group play and then put them in Kenton's band with some special arrangements by Bill Holman for the musicians you hear. And we're going to hear two original Holmans with Frank Rossellino and his arrangements for that band, Ragamuffin and Frank and Ernest. We'll be right back. Frank Rossellino's sextet, his trombone, and two compositions and arrangements for that band by Bill Holman. 1954 in New York City, Capitol Records, Ragamuffin and Frank and Ernest. Sam Noto trumpet, Rossellino trombone, Charlie Mariano on alto, Pete Jolly piano, Max Bennett bass, and Mel Lewis playing the drums, 1954. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering mid-career professionals a 21-month work-compatible executive MBA with weekly or monthly sessions. Details at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Now, as I said, in that sextet by Rossellino, most, all of them, except for Pete Jolly, were in Kenton's band at the time, and so I brought three examples of Bill Holman's work, specifically for membership in the orchestra. 1955 in Chicago for Capitol Records, Stan Kenton Full Orchestra, Victor Young's beautiful composition, Stella by Starlight. Charlie Mariano will solo on alto, and you'll hear to advantage string bass player Max Bennett and Mel Lewis's drumming.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton, 1955, when the band was in Chicago for Capitol Records. Stella by Starlight, arranged by Bill Holman for Charlie Mariano and his alto saxophone. Victor Young wrote the composition. And now back up to their hometown in L.A., Kenton's band, 1954. What changes here, the bass player is now going to be Don Bagley and the drummer Stan Levy. And this will be a feature for Frank Rosolino's trombone, Mariano's alto, and Sam Noto's trumpet. It's called The Opener, written specifically by Holman and arranged as such. And then one for Noto on his trumpet called Have a Havana. I assume Holman meant a cigar, but it could have been a weekend. One of those. 1954, Stan Kenton. San Quentin Orchestra, 1954 in Los Angeles, two compositions by Bill Holman, written specifically for Charlie Mariano, Max Bennett, Mel Lewis, Frank Rossellino, and Sam Noto. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And I had to get that in and the bewitching hour, and so I will now tell you that you heard the opener and Have a Havana, both written and arranged for the band by Bill Holman. Coming up next, Jerry Southern, 1952, is going to say, I like this because it's different for her, because she hired Cy Oliver, the great arranger, to do these two. And they're rare ones, written, both of them written by Don Rodney and Sammy Gallup and Ralph Freed. For your listening enjoyment, from 1952 in Decca Records, Jerry Southern.
Of you until the morning light, and I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't sleep last night. I wanted you last night, I wanted you, and wanted you, and wished with all my might that you'd come to me, that you'd come to me last night. Oh, darling, my darling, I can't live without you. I'm lonely, so lonely when you're out of sight. I'll wait for you tonight. I'll wait for you, and wait for you, and long to hold you tight. Bring your love to me, bring your love to me tonight. What good are violins with broken strings? What good are melodies that no one sings? What good are stars that tumble from the blue? What good am I without you? What good are blossoms when they leave the trees? What good is loveliness that no one sees? What good are dreams unless you share them too? What good am I without you? I didn't know how much I need you till you went away. I only hope your heart will lead you back to me someday. What good are arms that never hold you tight? What good are lips you never kiss goodnight? What good is life without the love we knew? What good am I without you?
Jerry Southern, and arrangements by, incredible arrangements by, Cy Oliver. 1952 Decca Records, both compositions written by Don Rodney, Sammy Gallup, and Ralph Freed. I thought of you last night, and what good am I without you? Jerry Southern right here, excuse me, on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Burke Museum, announcing The Owl and the Woodpecker, a new exhibit of conservation photography, including 25 color images by Paul Banick, as well as birdsong and bird specimens. Opening day is Saturday, March 19th, featuring tours and talks. More at burkemuseum.org.
I'd like to also remind you that this is a Sunday when you can go to El Malecon between 6 and 8:30 tonight and have a step back in history. Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble Variety Show. All that happening at El Malecon. Wonderful food, no cover, families are welcome. 1122 Post Avenue, Seneca, where Seneca and Post meet. Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, artists creating on the spot. And that is something, and as I said it last time I talked about it, that if you go back in history, you can find lots of places where you can go, and the band's there, and you can, and everybody took those bands for granted, I'm sure. I had one gentleman talk to me one time about hearing Charlie Parker in 1945, and he was the only guy listening. Amazing. Now you have a chance. You can go and talk to the musicians and ask them, how you doing? Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble at the El Malecon, 6 to 8:30 tonight. Downtown, 1122 Post Avenue. And as I say a lot of times, too, generally speaking, when you spend a buck, somebody earns a buck. and they'll spend a buck, and so on and so forth. And I think we can recover from what we're in right now. I believe you believe that too. But it takes a little activity. I mean, and it's good for you too. You get up, you get out, you dance, you know, all that stuff. All right. Meet Lux Lewis now, Six Wheel Chaser. He wrote this and recorded it for Blue Note in 1940. I'm going to do it backwards. I'm going to give you the 1956 rendition that he did for Dot Records with Brett Callender bass and Earl Palmer on drums of Six Wheel Chaser. And then the original for Blue Note. Blue Note was started by Alfred Lion, and he loved the boogie-woogie piano players, the blues piano players, and he started recording them first, but he had disparate taste, and he was able to get everybody, Thelonious Monk, everybody. He was wonderful. Alfred Lion. Meet Lux Lewis, Six Wheel Chaser, 1956, 1940. Meade Lux Lewis, pianist and composer, playing his composition, Six Wheel Chaser, a couple of different places, L.A. in 1956 for Dot Records, with Red Callender on bass and Earl Palmer playing the drums, then to the original Blue Note recording, 1940, a 12-inch 78 record. That was something in jazz. Six Wheel Chaser, solo piano, Meade Lux Lewis, 1940. Right there. Hoagy Carmichael's up next. And the reason I'm bringing him here today is I was thinking about Stardust, his probably most famous composition of many. And I played Stardust by, I don't know, dozens of different people. But I don't think I played Hoagy, the composer of Stardust, since about 1987, something like that. And I didn't want to dig out the notebooks, but I think it's been a long time. Here in Los Angeles, in May of 1942 for Decca Records, with Artie Bernstein on bass and Spike Jones playing the drums. A lot of people don't know that Spike Jones was a percussionist first before he got his wonderful band together. They are here to help Hoagy. Hoagy will sing, play the piano, and whistle a little bit. Stardust, written by Carmichael, first as an instrumental, and then Mitchell Parrish put the lyric on a couple of years later, I think, something like that. Hoagy Carmichael doing his Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of the song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
There's the composer, Hoagy Carmichael, in 1942. In Los Angeles, Decca Records, with Artie Bernstein bass and Spike Jones on the drums and Stardust. Lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Whistling, piano, and vocal by Hoagy Carmichael. He was also, I think, a wonderful actor. I mean, all the director had to do was give him a toothpick. And he'd be just fine. Check him out in The Best Years of Our Lives. That's a magnificent movie. And he is great in that and some other things, too. Right. What do I want to do now? Let's see. Check the time. Okay. Tune Up, written by Miles Davis, performed for you two different places. 1953, both for prestige. 1953 with John Lewis, piano, Percy Heath, bass, Max Roach, drums. 1956 with John Coltrane, tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Tune Up, Miles Davis.
Thank you.
Miles Davis and Tune Up, his composition. Two different places, 1953, for Prestige Records. His trumpet, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Max Roach on the drums. Then to 1956, October, also for Prestige, John Coltrane, tenor sax, Red Garland on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, Tune-Up, Miles Davis, and his trumpet. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Gastroenterology Associates in Olympia, with a reminder that March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is preventable and curable if detected early. More information is available online at gastroassociates.org.
All right, Duke Ellington up next for you. 1947, How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis. Duke Ellington Orchestra and How High the Moon, 1947, Columbia Records. Ellington, of course, on piano. Harold Shorty Baker doing the trumpet solo. Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet. Tyree Glenn, trombone. Sonny Greer, who'd come back into the band for a while playing the drums. Al Sears, tenor. And Harry Carney's baritone saxophone. Buddy Banks now, his sextet, 1945 in Los Angeles. He plays the tenor. They're going to do one called High Jinks Blues, and the vocalist is Fluffy Hunter. Fluffy Hunter, doing some singing from L.A. in 1945, accompanied by Buddy Banks, Sextet, tenor sax he played. United Artists, High Jinks Blues, written by the guitarist in the band Frosty Piles, Wallace Huff, trombone, Banks, tenor, Earl Knight on piano, Basie Day on string bass, and Monk McFay playing the drums, and as I said, Fluffy Hunter. That kind of relaxed, easygoing blues. Lots of places down there on Central Avenue in 1945 where you can go here. Dexter Gordon will be playing down there. Wardell Gray. Maybe you were there. Stardust again. This time I brought this one because I played the composer, and I hadn't played that in a while. But this particular, 60 years ago, this almost 60 years ago, when I heard the Dave Brubeck Quartet for Fantasy, a little 10-inch record, do Stardust. Now, I knew Stardust. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It would go through my head. But then I listened to this, and I thought, wait a minute. What is this? Now, it says Stardust here. Paul Desmond Alto, Bull Reuther on string bass, Lloyd Davis on drums, and, of course, Dave Brubeck on piano. And if you know The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, you might get a little bit of, like, what the opening of that, what was it, the bassoon, upper register bassoon, doing some stuff at the beginning of The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. Listen to what Paul Desmond does. Thank you. Stardust, Dave Brubeck, 1952, recorded in San Francisco for Fantasy, Hoagy Carmichael, and implied a lot to be learned by me in that. I bought the record, of course, and took it home, and ground it into inaudibility. I went back and got another one. My father says, "What's that?" I said, "That's Stardust." "That ain't Stardust." And I learned from that, you know. I mean, I thought to myself, this is really something. I mean, I could write a poem about a strawberry and not say strawberry. So I had a good time with that. Dave Brubeck and a beautiful solo by Paul Desmond. Bill Reuther on bass. Bull Reuther on bass, and Lloyd Davis on drums. Paul Desmond alto. Dave Brubeck getting started back there. He'd done some stuff before then, and had an octet, which was very interesting, I recommend. David Rose, how many people know that name if you were in the public school system in this country over a period of time, and you were in the orchestra or the band? You knew compositions written specifically for people your age when you were in high school or junior high. Holiday for Strings gave the string players a chance to do pizzicato and wear out their index finger. And you could probably hear it in your mind, you know. Well, David Rose wrote a couple of beauties for a review, arrangements, that is, excuse me, for a review for Bob Chester and his orchestra. And Chester played the tenor and had a pretty successful band. And this one, 1941, for Bluebird Records. Harold Arlen, Over the Rainbow composer, and Ted Kohler, his lyricist for a long time, were in a rare musical review called Symphony in Brown. And these two compositions came from their work. Both of them arranged for Chester's band by David Rose, and the vocalist in both, Bill Darnell. Thank you.
about you and me. What you say, chickadee? On account of because life with you would be a cakewalk. Sunny skies everywhere. What a world, love to share. Folks will say, what a pair. Happy-go-lucky people just flying high. And the moon to reach for. What am I hanging on like a leech for? Don't you know, can't you see? We could make history like the song 240. Boy for you, girl for me. How could we ever be blue? Life would be a cakewalk with you.
Well, that's David Rose Arrangements. And we talked about him. I did for with you, and I'm sure I got several calls. People, yeah, I remember that guy. And, you know, played in an orchestra, played in a band, Bugler's Holiday, all that holiday stuff. 1941, Bluebird, Bob Chester and his orchestra. Harold Arlen wrote the music, Ted Kohler, the lyric for the music review, Symphony in Brown. Life would be a cakewalk with you in the moment I laid eyes on you, and the vocalist in both instances, Bill Darnell. Arrangements for Everybody by David Rose. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Johnny Dodd Stompers now, Chicago, April 1927. Louis Armstrong cornet, Roy Palmer trombone, Dodds on clarinet, Barney Bigard tenor saxophone here, Earl Hines piano, Bud Scott banjo, and Johnny's brother, Baby Dodds, playing the drums. Thank you. Johnny Dodds, his clarinet, and his stompers. 1927 in Chicago for Brunswick. Wild Man Blues, the only composition, I think, written by Louis Armstrong and Jelly Roll Morton. And Melancholy, written by Walter Melrose and Marty Bloom. Louis playing the cornet, Roy Palmer trombone, Dodds clarinet, Barney Bigard tenor saxophone, Earl Hines on piano, Bud Scott banjo, Baby Dodds on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Northwest-based Mercy Corps, providing food, tents, blankets, and other emergency supplies to earthquake survivors in Japan. More than 500,000 have been forced to flee their homes because of the devastation. Online at mercycorps.org for more information.
Now to Mildred Bailey, great vocalist in this art, and from the state of Washington, as a matter of fact. I hope I pronounce the little town where she's from. It's got its back up against the Idaho border over there. It's Tikawa, I think it's pronounced. Hope so. Nevertheless, she came from there, made a name for herself for a while, was married to Red Norvo, and they produced some great records. This one with Mildred, done in Columbia 1940, has two arrangements by Eddie Sauter. The first one is I'm Nobody's Baby, written by Benny Davis, Milt Ager, and Edgar Santley. If you hear a trumpet, it's Roy Eldridge, the pianist throughout, is Teddy Wilson. And then Give Me Time by Alex Wilder, Mildred Bailey.
Wonder why each night and day I pray, Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now.
Thank you.
Yes, I really, really do. Don't desert me now. I have made a vow. I swear it, yes, I swear it. From now on I'll be true. I've acted like a fool. I've broken every rule. But if you really love me, you will try to see me through. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. Time and time alone brings love into its own. Give me time. Let me do what must be done. If you do, then love will capture, dear. Only time can cure love that must endure. Give me time. I played around. It was a crazy game, and since then I've found that love is not so tame. So I guess I'll take a chance on winning. I have got to make a new beginning. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. If you only knew what I'll give to you. You give me time.
Singing for you from 1940, Columbia Records, and Eddie Sauter arrangements of I'm Nobody's Baby and Give Me Time. The Five Harmaniacs now. Now, if you have a band called the Five Harmaniacs, you know it's going to be fun. Victor Records, 1927. Various interesting combinations of instruments. Yeah, a lot of singing and scat singing and all that. Harmonica, and then somebody plays either the ukulele, banjo, or guitar, the jug, the washboard, and the kazoo. Sadie Green of New Orleans, written by Johnny Dunn, and Coney Island Washboard, written by the Maniacs.
When she starts to dance, oh gee, mother, mother, pin a rose on me. She may don't let her rear since this vamping baby came into town. She turned everything right upside down. Oh boy, what a cat. She's got big brown eyes and feet to match. What a queen. City Green, the vamp of New Orleans.
Five Harmaniacs for Victor Records, 1927. Sadie Green of New Orleans, Clyde Shugart sang that for you, and Coney Island Washboard. Shugart and then Walter Howard and Jerry Adams and Ned Nestor and Wade Durand, all of them, playing either harmonica, ukulele, banjo, guitar, jug, washboard, or kazoo. And having a great time. Now, you see, you don't have to go out and buy a contrabassoon. You can go out and buy a kazoo. I mean, the difference between $15,000 and $750,000. $7.50. But I remember when kazoos were like, I don't know, 50 cents maybe. I'm not that old, but I do remember that. Five Harmaniacs, 1927. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I hope you're having a fine time in your life. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The snoring specialist at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now for the on-the-job situation for today. On-the-job meaning, it's, you know, you're not in a recording studio making a record. You're someplace else, like a great jazz spot. In this case, Dante's in L.A. in November of 1971, recorded by Atlantic, and it came out in a gatefold record. That's like a book. Two records, two 12-inch LP records, The Great American Songbook, I'm sure it's still available. And it features Carmen McRae. She's going to sing for you, and she's accompanied by Jimmy Rolls piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Chuck Domenico on the bass, and Chuck Flores on the drums.
Yeah, we're going to change it tonight.
Ah, the stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or not. But I only have eyes for you, Joe Pass. The moon may be high. I can't see a thing in the sky. For I only have eyes for you.
Without a tune of Billie Holiday's, it's impossible for me to leave without doing that. It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars, reaching for you. You're so far above me. Is so divine as you are. It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings. Took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you, I thought about you, I thought about you. And as I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? A trip on a train, I passed a shadowy lane, the stars. A winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam I got the same old dream. At every stop that we made, you can't believe I thought about you. The track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you.
On the Job with Carmen McRae at Dante's, 1971, in Los Angeles, recorded by Atlantic Records. Jimmy Rolls piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Chuck Domenico on bass, and Chuck Flores on the drums. What they do. I Only Have Eyes for You, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. It's Like Reaching for the Moon by Al Fisher and Al Lewis, and I Thought About You, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. On the Job with Carmen McRae, 1971. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort nestled on the banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of recreational, culinary, and agritourism packages. Info on packages at sleepinglady.com.
Now, Serenade in Blue, written by Harry Warren, and played first on his cornet, an arrangement by Dean Kincaid for him, Wild Bill Davison, 1957. Then Stan Getz, Hollywood, 1956, for Verve with Lou Levy, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Shelley Mann on the drums. Serenade in Blue. The set started with Wild Bill Davison playing his cornet to a Dean Kincaid arrangement of Serenade in Blue, 1957 for Columbia, Serenade in Blue written by Harry Warren. Then Stan Getz, Hollywood 1956 for Verve and his version of Serenade in Blue with Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelley Mann on the drums and Stan Getz on tenor. And another Harry Warren beauty, There Will Never Be Another You. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'd like to get you all primed up for John Kessler's All Blues program coming up anon, and give you this beauty by Bessie Smith.
To drive your mama
Bessie Smith and her own composition, Baby Doll, for Columbia, 1926, accompanied by Joe Smith and his cornet, Fletcher Henderson, and his piano. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.